FM 90.3 WJTL, David Crowder Band reminding us our love is loud on this Throwback Thursday. Good morning to you. Karina and Fred with you at 722.
Your day is looking partly sunny and windy with highs up to about 33. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Lows are dropping down to 18. Friday, tomorrow, looking sunny as well. Highs are up to 34. And your Saturday, Valentine's Day weekend, is looking sunny as well with highs of 43. Sunday, a little cloudy with a chance of rain and snow. Highs up to 40. Right now in Mannheim, we are sitting at 26.
Our special guest, Rod Redkay, with us from Real Life Community Services. Today, Rod, I'm so excited you're here on a Throwback Thursday. We were just talking about Lancaster YFC and concerts back in the day and all that kind of stuff. So it's great to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning, Fred. I still remember acting as security guard at some of those concerts and being standing right in front of the speakers. My ears are still ringing.
Remember those great big tables they had there that they kept under the stage?
Slide underneath.
Slide under the stage. The things you remember.
Oh, my word.
Well, it's great having you here. We love what you're doing in Denver with Real Life Ministries. Do you have any great stories about how God is working through your ministry?
Fred, that's what I love about this ministry is that there's so many amazing stories about lives being transformed. And one that we shared last year at our spring banquet, which we'll talk about. But last year, a woman by the name of Christy, we shared her story, and she came to us. She was a single mom. She got pregnant at 16, and her parents said, it's time to be an adult, and you know, and she had to figure it out. And she stayed at House of His Creations. Good friends over there took great care of her, and then she moved on to Good Samaritan Services. Was there for a short period of time till that she came to our transitional home, and she was there in our transitional home and for 9 months. And an apartment opened up at our Declaration House, and she moved in there, her daughter. And Christy was doing everything right, and she was got her job. She was earning more than median income, and we were able to just bless her and help her out. And then she got married recently. And last year at our banquet, we shared the story on a video, and then we brought her up on stage and live, and I had time to interview her. And I asked, hey, you got married recently. Where did you go on your honeymoon? And she says, well, we went to the Hershey Lodge for one night. I'm like, that was your honeymoon? Yeah, we're busy working. We have to get things done. I'm like, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you want to go on a trip? You know, and she said, and I'm thinking, you know, the Caribbean, somewhere like that. No, she said, well, we really want to go to the Ark Encounter. And I'm like, the Ark Encounter. I love that. Yeah. And so we ended up, you know, giving her $1,500 to go on a trip for her and her husband and daughter to the Ark Encounter. And it was such an awesome event. And there wasn't a dry eye in the room. And everyone said, if you didn't give her the money, we would have raised money for her.
We'd have raised it right there.
Yeah. And it was so we're going to hear more stories about that this year at our banquet as well. Hope for the Hopeless Spring Banquet. And
when's that coming up?
It's March 19th. It's at Shady Maple.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, of course. So people can buy tickets. They're $40 a ticket. They can go online. They can call our office. They can, you know, stop in. We'd love to get people into this to hear more stories about lives being transformed by our ministry.
The Spring Fundraising Banquet is happening for Real Life Community Services. March 19th, Shady Maple Banquet Facility. You can go to reallcs.org, reallcs.org. That's where you can get your tickets.
Yep, that's the place to go.
And in addition to great foods, you will have more testimonies this year like the one from last year.
Yes, we're actually going to have three stories this year. We have a guest speaker coming as well to share about her transformation. We always use local speakers. So in the past, we've had Peter Greer, Marie Monville, Annie Ann, and your very own Lisa Landis.
Wow. You've gotten the luminaries.
So this year we have an up-and-coming star, I believe, and her name is Vanessa Filbert. She is the CEO of CAP, Community Action Partnership, who we partner with and do many things with. And it's incredible to hear her story. So we're happy to see her come out and share and just come together and celebrate all the amazing things that God is doing.
Celebrate what God is doing through Real Life coming up March 19th, the banquet at Shady Maple. You can go to reallcs.org, and that's where folks could go to support you and to volunteer as well, right?
Yep, absolutely. Go online, check us out, or call us 717-336-7797. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to see you at our banquet.
Rod, we love having you here. We love what you're doing in the Denver area. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Fred. It's always a blessing and just so much fun to reminisce about old days.
So take your real life hat off, take your mayor hat off, put your WJTL teenager hat on. How did you feel the first time you heard Striper?
Oh, my word. I was like, this is awesome. A hair band that loves Jesus. Are you kidding me? Pounding my head. It was great. Oh, my word.
It's awesome. Today, we're Throwback Thursday with love. Together as one, coming your way from Striper on WJTL. Rod, have a great day.
Hey, you too.